be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed the following: I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they all may be one, as you, Father, are one in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that wherever I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you give me. Because of love, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name and will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
We can only imagine what fear St. Paul must have felt during the ordeal recounted in the first reading today. Fear of real persecution, fear of being stoned, fear of death. And so let's talk about fear for a moment. There are two types of fear. There's good fear and there's bad fear. Good fear is fear of the Lord, which is a deep reverence and awe of the Almighty. It's not this like trembling, like, oh, that's God. I'm afraid of him. That's not fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is really this respect, this deep reverence, and this awe of God himself. So that's a good fear. And so we might even consider fear good when it stops us from doing some evil or from sinning. And though in the early stages of the journey towards God, this fear can be a help, it can't remain forever. This fear of sinning, this fear of doing bad. Because our movements towards God, towards the Lord, must move from something done out of fear to something that is done strictly out of love. So our primary motivation for getting closer to God has to move from this fearfulness in the very beginning stages of our spiritual journey to this entire act of love. So motivations have to change. But then we also have this bad or worldly fear, which is an inordinate fear of physical harm or a fear of ridicule for Christ's sake or a fear of losing some societal standing or human respect. This worldly fear causes a soul to flee from Christ because of the hardships which a Christian life demands. That's something that we can't do. We cannot flee from persecution, not because of the name of Christ. We have to, like St. Paul, stand firm, stand tall, and stand proud, because we are standing in the truth of Jesus Christ. We can't let this fear overwhelm us. We have to cope with it, deal with it. In the military, well, a lot of people when I was in the military asked me, like, aren't you ever afraid that, you know, like you might actually have to go to war or, you know, do all things? Like, well, yeah, that's kind of the point. You're always afraid. Like, there's always that fear in the middle of the battle. There's always that fear when you're doing your job and you're face to face with the enemy. But courage is what matters. Because with courage, you can't have it without fear. So I guarantee you, St. Paul was afraid. But that never overwhelmed his desire to be faithful to Jesus Christ. So he was courageous. So he took that fear and was able to transform it into something holy and good. So that's our call today, my brothers and sisters, to do the same thing. To transform whatever fears we have about standing in the truth of Jesus Christ and his church in the face of persecution, in the face of evil, in the face of even death itself. God bless you.